plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ahora en Vaughan Radio, English O'Clock, con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio today are Fernando and Enar and Marife and Carmen. How are you guys?
Hi. Thank you.
Very good. I'm good. So Rosa is missing today and Miguel is missing today, but they're coming back. They're coming back tomorrow, I'm sure. Okay. First things first, which is Twitter. What is today's Twitter question? Today's Twitter question is Madrid a city in Spain? Or a city in Portugal? Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? I'm tweeting it right now. Give me the full answer. Okay? No me vale con Spain. I want the whole thing. All right? So is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? That's what I am asking today on Twitter. Repasamos lo que hemos visto ayer. Ya sabéis que esto es una clase continua. No, continúa. Hemos empezado el 7 de enero, llevamos 9 clases, clase es la novena, y eso, hemos empezado desde cero, de un nivel 0000, y ya estamos avanzando poco a poco. Entonces, ¿qué hemos hecho ayer? Ayer hicimos el drill 24 y 25, las preguntas 41 a 50. Hemos visto por primera vez los años, hemos hecho los bloques 1 y 2. Hemos hecho un repaso de la lista 6 de vocabulario del libro 1. Repasamos también this is and that is con sus preguntas correspondientes. Vimos el drill 26 y 27, las preguntas 41 a 50, al igual que el drill 28, también 41 a 50. Vimos el drill 29, preguntas 1 a 20, la lista número 7 del Vocabulary Booklet número 1, que es la primera vez que la vimos, que vamos a repasarla hoy. El drill 30, preguntas 1 a 20, la lista de traducción inventada que os he puesto en Twitter, @English_clock, @English_clock. Y por último vimos el drill 31, las preguntas 1 a 20. Y los que estáis escuchando y decís, ¿pero qué es eso de los drills? ¿Y qué sé yo de qué es el drill 26? Bien, pues para eso está mi libro que se llama English O'Clock, que es todo el material que damos aquí. Entonces, yo siempre publico en Twitter qué es lo que hemos dado. Vosotros os podéis buscar el programa, escuchar lo que os animo siempre, aunque lo hayas escuchado ya en vivo como ahora. Siempre volver a escucharlo, volver a practicarlo, volver a practicar sobre todo la pronunciación, la gramática que dimos, y lo tenéis en el libro. El libro English O'Clock, donde están todas esas preguntas que hacemos aquí en el programa, salvo las listas de traducción y las listas de vocabulario, que son otros dos libros, el Vocabulary Booklet y el Translation Booklet. Bien, Twitter ya está lanzado, lo que hicimos ayer también, explicación también. ¡Empezamos! Drill number 29, el drill 29, preguntas 21 a 40. ¿En qué consiste? En preguntaros si una ciudad es una ciudad en un país X o en un país Y. La respuesta es una ciudad en. Pero no decimos is a city in, sino it's a city in. Ese it's es fundamental porque lo tenéis todos los días, todo el día. Lo utilizamos siempre. Me lanzaría y diría que lo utilizamos un mínimo de 1000 veces al día. Entonces, si se os escapa todavía y decís is, mal. Tiene que ser it's. Y a vosotros, ahí fuera, O sea, os puede escapar porque no estoy yo para corregiros. A vosotros aquí dentro, ya no, porque llevamos 9 horas dándolo. So, drill 29, sentences 21 to 40. Is Pisa a city in Kenya or a city in Italy? Fernando.
It's a city in Italy.
Very good. Y acordaros de vocalizar bien, si no, lápiz a la boca. So, is Florence a city in Bolivia or a city in Italy? Carmen.
It's a city in Italy.
Very good. Is Munich a city in Poland or a city in Germany? Marife.
It's a city in Germany.
Very good. Is Hamburg a city in Germany or a city in Finland?
It's a city in Germany.
Very good. Is Cologne a city in the Czech Republic or a city in Germany? Cologne.
In Poland?
No. Czech Republic or in Germany? Polonia no es una opción. Cologne. Colonia.
It's a city in Germany.
It's a city in Germany. Pues eso te pregunto. Me dice, ¿pero tú de qué vas? ¿Por qué me preguntas eso? Pues esa es la pregunta. It's a city in Germany, efectivamente. Is Berlin a city in Canada or a city in Germany?
It's a city in Germany.
Very good. Is Budapest a city in Tunisia or a city in Hungary?
It's a city in Hungary.
Very good. Ahora están bien atentos de a ver si no metemos la pata diciendo it is, pero... Les voy a pillar, os lo prometo. Este programa les voy a pillar. Is Vienna a city in Austria or a city in Andorra? Carmen.
It's a city in Austria.
Very good. Is Zagreb a city in Croatia or a city in Belarus?
It's a city in Croatia.
Very good. Is Gdansk a city in Ukraine or a city in Poland?
It's a city in Poland.
Very good. Is Warsaw a city in Poland or a city in Germany?
It's a city in Poland.
Very good. Is Copenhagen a city in Sweden or a city in Denmark?
It's a city in Denmark.
Very good. Is Oslo a city in Norway or a city in Colombia?
It's a city in Norway.
Very good. Is Helsinki a city in Sweden or a city in... It should be, is Sweden or Norway? But it's neither. It's neither. It should be Sweden or Finland. I'm going to mark this. All right. So is Helsinki a city in Sweden or in Finland?
El Finland.
Yeah, pero no me vale una.
It's a city in Finland.
Again.
It's a city in Finland.
Very good. Marife, siempre las frases completas. No me valen dos palabras. Yes. Porque no me demuestra que manejas el punto yes. gramatical. All right. Is Stockholm a city in Poland or a city in Sweden?
It's a city in Sweden.
Very good. Is Minsk a city in Belarus or a city in Russia?
It's a city in Belarus.
Very good. Is Ankara a city in Egypt or a city in Turkey?
It's a city in Turkey.
Very good. Is Cairo a city in Lithuania or a city in Egypt?
It's a city in Egypt.
Again?
It's a city in Egypt.
Very good. Se la ha olvidado un poco la T. Pero un poquito solo. Is Marrakesh a city in Spain or a city in Morocco?
It's a city in Morocco.
Morocco. Very good. And is Beijing a city in Japan or a city in China?
It's a city in China.
Very good. Okay. Yesterday, we looked at norte, este, sur, oeste y centro. All right. How do you say norte?
North.
Very good. How do you say este?
East.
How do you say oeste, Marife?
West.
And how do you say sur?
South.
And how do you say center? No. centro, sí, lo digo bien, centro.
Center,
very good. Not center, but center. Entonces, yo os pregunto si una ciudad está en el norte, este, sur, oeste o centro de un país y vosotros me vais a contestar siempre que sí, ¿vale? Pero no solamente me vais a decir yes it is, sino también me vais a decir yes it is, it's a city in the south of Spain. It's a city in the north of Germany. It's a city in the center of France. ¿Vale? Bien. Drill número 30, preguntas 21 a 40. ¿Es La Rioja in the north of Spain?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's in the north of Spain.
Very good. ¿Es Andalucía in the south of Spain?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
It's in the south.
¿Os lo he dicho o os lo he dicho? ¡La he pillado!
It's in the south of Spain.
Very good. Is Murcia in the southeast of Spain?
Yes, it is. Murcia is in the southwest. Southeast of Spain.
Very good. Is Cologne in the west of Germany?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's in the north of Germany.
West.
It's in the west of Germany.
Very good. La respuesta por defecto siempre va a ser yes, it is.
Ah, ok.
Vale, no me miréis con ojos de ciervillos. No sé dónde está. Is Athens in the south of Greece?
Yes, it is. It's in the south of Greece.
Greece. Very good. Is Milan in the north of Italy?
Yes, it is. It's in the north.
And?
In the north of Italy.
Very good. Is Palermo in the northwest of Sicily?
Yes, it is. It's in the northwest of Italy.
Sicily.
In the northwest of Sicily.
Very good. El siguiente, que olvida el it's, un euro para mí. We're going to write it down. A ver si se os quita. La tontería. Is Sofia in the west of Bulgaria?
Yes, it is. It's in the west of Bulgaria.
Very good. Is Toulouse in the south of France?
Yes, it is. It's in the south of France.
Very good. Is Tunis in the north of Tunisia?
Yes, it is. It's in the north of Tunisia.
Very good. Is Izmir in the west of Turkey?
Yes, it is. It's in the west of Turkey.
Very good. Is Tallinn in the north of Estonia?
Yes, it is. It's in the north of Estonia.
Estonia. Very good. Because the country no es Estonia, sino es Estonia.
With E.
In that case, we have to pronounce it Estonia. Mm-hmm. Very good. Is Vilnius in the southwest of Lithuania?
Yes, it is. It's in the southwest of Lithuania.
Very good. Is Minsk in the center of Belarus?
Yes, it is. It's in the center of Belarus.
I knew it. Es que es decir un euro. No, ya no cometa el error. Very good. Minsk is in the center of Belarus. Is Monaco in the southeast of France?
Yes, it is. It's in the south of France.
Southeast
of France.
Very good. Southeast of France. Cuando hablamos de los puntos cardinales, tenemos el norte, el este, el sur y el oeste. Y si una ciudad está no de todo al norte y no de todo al oeste, decimos northeast. Uh-huh. Y luego, en vez de decir east-south, decimos southeast. Lo mismo ocurre en el español. Yes. No decimos oeste-sur. Es noroeste o noreste. Yes. Sur-oeste y sureste. Lo mismo pasa en inglés. Very good. Where were we? We were in Monaco. Very good. Is Copenhagen in the east of Denmark?
Yes, it is. Copenhagen. It's in the west of Germany.
East of Denmark.
It's on the west.
In the
west of...
East.
East.
Again, I ask you again. Okay. Is Copenhagen in the east of Denmark?
Yes, it is. It's in the west of...
East.
East in the east.
No, is in the east. It's in the east of...
East. It's in the east of Denmark.
Very good. Is Reykjavik in the southwest of Iceland?
Yes, it is. It's in the southwest of the...
Iceland. Very good. Is Lodz in the center of Poland?
Yes, it is. It's in the center of Poland.
Very good. Is Barcelona in the northeast of Spain?
Yes, it is. It's in the northeast of Spain.
Northeast.
East. It's in the northeast of Spain.
Very good. Is Porto in the north of Portugal?
Yes, it is. It's in the north of Portugal.
Very good. Ahora sí. But... No ha terminado vuestra amenaza. Cae el is en vez del it's. Un euro para mí. A ver si me puedo tomar una caña al final del día. So, let's take a look at basics. So we saw months, we saw years, and now what we're going to review is the ordinal numbers. So first, second, third. We saw that with Monday is the first day of the week. Tuesday is the second day of the week. But... I'm going to give you the English ordinal and you're going to give me the Spanish ordinal and then we'll do it the other way around. So, how do you say 40th in Spanish? 40th.
40.
No.
Cuadragésimo, creo que es.
Cuadragésimo it is. Very good. Cuadragésimo is 40th. How do you say 49th? Marifé. How do you say ninth?
Ninth.
So we have first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Would be?
Noveno.
Noveno. What did Fernando say was 40th? Cuadra?
No.
Cuadragésimo. So it's cuadragésimo noveno. All right, so 49th is?
Cuadragésimo noveno.
Very good. How do you say 41st?
Cuadragésimo primero.
Very good. How do you say 45th?
Cuadragésimo quinto.
Very good. How do you say 42nd?
Cuadragésimo segundo.
Very good. How do you say 43rd?
Cuadragésimo tercero.
Very good. How do you say fourth?
Fourth. ¿40?
No.
¿Cuatro?
Casi.
Cuarto.
Cuarto. Very good. Fourth es cuarto. Bien. Lo hemos hecho al revés. Ahora, how do you say cuadragésimo? Eso es 40.
No.
I want cuadragésimo.
48th.
40th.
40th.
40th. Very good. Cuadragésimo noveno.
40th.
Yes.
9th.
49th. Very good. Cuadragésimo primero.
41st.
Yes, 41st. Very good. Cuadragésimo quinto.
45th.
Very good. 45th. No, it's 45th. All right. It's first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Los más complicados es first, second, third y fifth. Porque difieren un poco de lo regular, ¿no? Bien. Cuadragésimo segundo.
42nd.
Very good. Cuadragésimo tercero.
43rd.
Third. Yes. Acordaros, third termina en una D. Si no me podéis pronunciar la D, pronunciadme la T. Third. Me vale. Mejor que third, que me pronunciáis una TH. Eso no. And how do you say cuarto?
Fourth.
All right. Very good. That was block number one from the ordinal numbers, but we're going to do also block number two, which is a little bit easier. How do you say tenth? Tenth.
In Spain?
Of course. Well, you can give it, you can tell me in German if you want.
Yeah. Décimo.
Décimo. Very good. Décimo. Tenth is décimo. How do you say 14th? 14th.
Décimo cuarto.
Very good. How do you say 19th?
Décimo noveno.
Yes. How do you say 18th?
Décimo octavo.
Very good. How do you say 15th?
Décimo quinto.
Very good. How do you say 17th, Marifé?
17, décimo séptimo.
Yes, décimo séptimo. Very good. And how do you say 16th?
Décimo sexto.
Very good. So that was the Spanish part. Now the English part the other way around. How do you say décimo, Carmen?
Tenth.
Yeah, tenth.
Tenth.
Very good. How do you say décimo cuarto?
Ten fortieth?
No.
No. No. Fortieth.
Fourteenth.
Fourteenth.
Very good. Remember, tenían que haber una N. Fourteenth. Yes.
Fourteenth.
Décimo noveno?
Nineteenth.
Yes. Décimo octavo?
Eighteenth.
Décimo quinto?
Fifteenth.
Very good. Fifteenth.
Fifteenth.
Very good. Décimo séptimo?
17th.
Very good. And décimo sexto?
16th.
All right. Very good. Very good. Bien. Vocabulary review. Lo que hemos dado ayer fue la lista número 7 del vocabulary booklet número 1. La repasamos rápidamente. How do you say otro?
Another.
Another. Very good. Arte.
Art.
Yes. Edificio.
Building.
Very good. No me caigáis en la tentación de decir building. No es building, es building. Building. Pero.
But.
Yes. And iglesia?
Church.
Church. Very good. Oscuro.
Dark.
Yes. Ejemplo.
Example.
Example. Como huevos. Eggs.
Example.
Very good. I'm just going to write down very quickly your name next to it, just in case. Archivo expediente.
File.
File it is. Very good. Suelo.
Floor.
Very good. Viernes.
Friday.
Friday, very good. Jamón.
Ham.
Yes. Hambriento.
Hungry.
Hungry. Very good. Hungry. Llave o clave.
Key.
Yes. Máquina.
Machine.
Yes. Cerca de.
Near. Among.
Cerca de. Cerca de.
Next to.
No, eso es al lado de.
Ah. Near. Near
de.
To.
No.
Near.
No. Caído en la trampa.
Qué mala idea.
Me estaban empujando.
Yes. No. No, cerca de. Near.
Near.
Near. Or. Sí. Close to. Close to sí que es correcto. Near to es incorrecto. Es near. Necesario.
Necessary.
Necessary. Very good. Persona.
Person.
Person. Yes. Pobre.
Poor.
Yes. Problema.
Problem.
Yes. Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Very good. ¿Listo o preparado? Listo. Are you?
Ready.
Ready or ready?
Ready.
Ready. Yes, just in case, Carmen. Similar. Similar. Es muy similar al español.
No, no. Similar.
Yeah, oh, similar. Okay. Yes. Enar. Mujer.
Woman.
Woman, very good. Año.
Year.
Year or year?
Year.
Yes, just in case, my friend. And joven.
Young.
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 Young. Very good. Just a quick run through. Edificio, Marifé.
Building.
Very good. Iglesia, Carmen.
Church.
Yes. Ejemplo, Enar.
Example.
Yes. Hambriento, Enar.
Hungry.
Yes. Radio, Marifé.
Radio. Radio.
Ray.
Radio.
Radio. Yes. Listo, preparado, Carmen.
Ready.
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 And volvemos a empezar. Edificio.
Building.
Yes. Iglesia, Carmen.
Church.
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 Yes. Ejemplo, Enar.
Example.
Hambriento, Enar.
Hungry.
Radio, Marifé.
Radio.
Yes. Listo, preparado, Carmen.
Ready.
Yes. Similar, Enar.
Similar.
Yes. Año, Marifé.
Year.
Yes. Joven, Fernando.
Young.
Yes. Young. Very good. Okay. Good. Before the break, we're going to do drill number 31, sentences 21 to 40, which is the same that we did before the ordinal numbers, que os voy a preguntar si está en el norte, este, sur, oeste o en el centro, pero esta vez la respuesta es que no, que no, ¿vale? Lo mismo, me decís que no, no lo es, y no está en el centro, sur, oeste o lo que sea de dado país. Os recuerdo, 1 euro por cada olvidado. It's, y en vez de decir it's, is. Bien, it's Reykjavik in the southeast of Iceland.
No, it isn't. It isn't in the southeast of
Iceland.
Iceland.
Very good. Y para hacerlo un poco más difícil, no me vale it isn't, aunque es correcto, pero quiero it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's not. Bien, is Lodz in the north of Poland?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Es lo que ha dicho. ¿Vosotros qué pensáis?
Me ha dicho bien.
¿Me llevo 1 euro o no me llevo 1 euro?
Me ha dicho bien.
Yo te lo doy.
All right, I give you the benefit of a doubt. So again, is Lodz in the north of Poland?
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the south.
North?
North of Poland.
Very good. Is Abuja in the east of Nigeria?
No, it's not. It's not in the
east?
East. Of
Nigeria. Very good. Is Dakar in the south of Senegal?
No, it's not. It's not in the south of Senegal.
Very good. Is N'Djamena in the southeast of Chad?
Southeast.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not in the south of
southeast.
Southeast
of Chad.
Of Chad.
Chat. Yes. Is Mecca in the southwest of Saudi Arabia?
No, it's not. It's not in the
west
of Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi
Arabia.
Very good. Is Baghdad in the south of Iraq?
No, it's not. It's not in the south of Baghdad.
Iraq. Very good. Is Kabul in the southwest of Afghanistan, Carmen?
No, it's not. It's not in the southwest of Afghanistan.
Very good. Bien metida ahí con calzador la T. But you did it. Very good. Is Colombo in the northwest of Sri Lanka?
No, it's not. It's not on the south.
In the? It's not in the?
No, it's not. It's not in the south of west.
Northwest?
Northwest of
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Very
Sri
good.
Lanka.
Is Madrid in the north of Spain?
No, it's not. It's not in the north of Spain.
Very good. Is Paris in the south of France?
No, it's not. It's not on the in the south of France.
Very good. Is Munich in the east of Germany?
No, it's not. It's not in the
east.
It's not in the south
east.
Of
it's not in the east.
It's not on the
in the.
It's not. Bueno, no, it's not. It's not.
Start
in
again.
The,
is Munich in the east of Germany?
No, it's not. It's not
in the
east of Germany.
Very good. Is Cádiz in the north of Spain?
No, it's not. It's not in the east of Spain.
North of Spain.
It's not in the north of Spain.
Very good. We leave it here, but we'll continue right after the break with drill number 31. So guys, stay tuned and don't you go anywhere.
Improve your English? You're listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos, cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de dos horas y media o tres horas, en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. Tres meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las clases que mejor se ajusten a tus necesidades. Porque aprenderás con nuestro método. Aprenderás inglés en un ambiente dinámico y estimulante, aprovechando al máximo el tiempo. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Ahora puedes solicitar tu prueba de nivel gratuita durante todo el año. Llámanos al 911-335833 y resérvala.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles. ¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en Grupo Vaughan.
Ya tenemos aquí el nuevo catálogo con novedades para los cursos en el extranjero para niños desde los 7 años. Y ahora para los que dejáis todo para el último momento, si formalizáis la reserva antes del 14 de febrero, conseguiréis un descuento. Cursos en el extranjero para niños desde los 7 años. Llama ya al 91-700-1199 y consigue tu oferta. 91-700-1199.
Este verano, apúntelos a un campamento en el que se divierten de verdad. Apúntelos a un campamento de inglés Vaughan. Tenemos un montón de opciones. Campamentos en plena naturaleza, campamentos multiaventura y mucho más. Y todo en inglés y para todas las edades. Llámanos.
91-133-5832. O si lo prefieres, ven a la calle Orense 69, primera planta. O a la calle Arabiles 18. Un futuro repleto de oportunidades. Un futuro con el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. El máster más completo, exigente, eficaz y con la garantía del líder en formación con más de 40 años de experiencia. Llama ahora al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Déjate de excusas, déjate de miedos, de vergüenza. Ven a vernos, ven a conocernos, ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Últimas plazas para los programas del 2 al 7 de febrero y del 16 al 21 de febrero. Llama ya al 911-335833. Últimas plazas para los próximos Vaughan Town. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We are on drill number 31, sentences 21 to 40. Next sentence is 34. Is Krakow in the west of Poland?
No.
Fernando decide ya no hablar. Ya, no. ¿Por no pagar el euro?
No, it's not. It's not in the
west
of Poland.
Very good. Is Hamburg in the east of Germany?
No, it's not. It's not in the east. It's of Germany.
East of Germany. Very good. Is Bilbao in the south of Spain?
No, it's not. It's not in the south of Spain.
Very good. Is London in the north of England?
No, it's not. It's not on the in the north of England.
Yes. Is Barcelona in the northwest of Spain?
No, it's not. It's not in the northwest in Spain.
Of
Spain.
Yes. Is Porto in the south of Portugal?
No, it's not. It's not in the south of Portugal.
Very good. And the last one. Is Montevideo in the north of Uruguay?
No, it's not. It's not in the north of Uruguay.
Very good. Okay, that was drill number 31. Now we're going to do a quick review of this and that and is this and is that, etc. Okay? The drills 1 to 18 in the English O'Clock book are about is this, this isn't, what is this, etc. So if you're not sure about it, take a look at those drills and listen to the audios. Right. Is this a bottle?
Yes, it is.
Very good. What's that?
That's a window.
Very good. Is this a pen?
No, it's not.
Is it a pencil?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a book.
Very good. Is this a mouse?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Jueces.
Yo no he oído nada.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. It's not a mouse. Is it a cable?
Yes, it is.
This is a cable. This is a cable. This.
No, it's not.
It's not. What is it?
No, no. It's a...
¿Lo escucháis? What am I doing? Estoy tecleando. Será un teclado. What is this? What is this?
It's aquí.
Very good. So what is this?
It's a keyboard.
It's a keyboard. Ahora sí, me mira como, pero ¿tú de qué vas?
Yes.
No, it's a cable. It's okay, a cable. No keyboard.
Cable, this. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a cable. El cable, that's a cable. Very good. But not a keyboard. Oh. Is that a window?
No, it's not.
Is that a cup?
No, it's not.
What is that?
That's a door.
Very good. Is this a table?
Yes, it is.
Is this a table?
No, it's not.
Is it a bottle?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a chair.
Very good. Is this a mouse?
No, it's not.
Is it a cupboard?
No, it's not.
Is it a guitar?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a phone.
Very good. Is that a stool?
No, it's not.
Is that a cupboard?
No, it's not.
What is it?
That's a guitar.
What is it?
That's a
what
guitar.
Is it? What is it?
It's.
That's.
What is it?
It's.
Ah, it's a guitar.
It's a guitar. Very good. Is this a computer?
Yes.
No.
No. It's not. It's not.
Jueces? Yo creo que sí. Marifé, me debe un euro. Me debe un euro. Is it a keyboard?
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a scream.
It's a screen. Very good. Not scream, porque eso es un grito, it's a screen. Very good. Last one. Is this a pen?
No, it's not.
Is it a key?
No, it's not.
What is it, Carmen?
It's a pencil.
All right. Very good. Next drill is drill number 32. Sentences. Hang on, not 32, but 36, I think. Let me double check, because this is important. Is it 36 or 30? It's 36. It's not 32, it's 36. It's about rivers and countries and cities and towns, etc. So I want to know if something is a river or a country, or a city, or a town.
Mm-hmm.
One piece of advice, I'm only going to be asking you about rivers.
Okay.
So again,
nice.
The principal answer is, it's a river.
Okay.
But then I'm going to ask you, where is it? And you have to tell me where it is. Okay? So drill number 36, sentences 1 to 15. Is the Amazon a river or a town?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in America.
Specify what America? North America?
South America.
South America. A country, maybe? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven countries.
Brazil,
very good. Brazil, Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, and Guyana. Those are the countries. Is the Nile a river or a city? Is the Nile?
The Nile is a river. It's a river.
It's a river. Where is it?
In Egypt.
In Egypt. Very good. That's one of them. Very good. And we have the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We have South Sudan. We have Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, etc. Is the Yangtze a river or a town?
I don't know.
It's a river.
It's a river.
It's a river.
Very good. Very good. Where is it? Now you can tell me. I don't know.
Can you repeat the name?
Yangtze. The Yangtze.
Yangtze.
Yeah.
It's a river. It's in China.
It's in China. Yes. Very good. Huh? Very good. En ahora se ha tirado un triple. Y ha encajado. Very good. Is the Mississippi a river or a city?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it, Marifé?
It's in the United States.
Very good. It's in the United States and Canada. Both.
Canada.
Very good. Is the Yenisei a river or a country?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
I don't know.
Ask me.
Where is it?
Very good. It's in Russia and Mongolia. It's in Russia and Mongolia. Is the Yellow River a river or a country?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in China.
It is in China. Very good. Very good. Mira la lista. Is the Lena a river or a town?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it? Where is it, Marifé? Where is it? Where is it? If you don't know, you don't know. It's okay.
Where is it?
It's in Russia.
Russia.
It's in Russia. The Lena is in Russia. Is the Mekong a river or a town?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
Taiwan? No. Where is it?
Where is it? Very good. China, Myanmar, Laos, Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam. Is the Mackenzie a river or a city?
It's a river.
Where is it?
It's in the United States.
A little bit further north.
It's in Canada.
It's in Canada. Very good. Is the Brahmaputra a river or a town?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
Vietnam, perhaps?
Nope.
No?
Vietnam is not one of them. Brahmaputra, what do you think?
Brahmaputra? Yes. In India?
Yes. It's in India.
It's in India.
Very good. India, China, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Bhutan. Is the Murray a river or a country?
It's a river.
Again?
It's
a river.
No, it's a river.
See, it's... no me hagáis pedir latino que me vuelva a poner lo que acabo de pasar, que soy capaz, ¿eh? Bien, 2 euros. ¡Una caña! So, is the Murray a river or a country?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
Where is it?
Please. Ask me.
Where is it?
Very good. It's in Australia. Okay. It's in Australia. Is the Volga a river or a city?
It's a river.
Where is it?
It's in Germany?
No. If you don't know, ask me.
Where is it?
It's in Russia. It's in Russia. Is the Yukon a river or a country?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Japan.
No, it's in Japan. No, it's not in Japan. Ask me where it is.
Where is it?
It's in the United States and Canada. Is the Rio Grande a river or a city?
It's a river.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Brazil.
Nope, not in Brazil. Do you know?
No.
Ask me.
Where is it?
United States and Mexico.
Oh.
It's in the United States and Mexico. And the last one, is the Danube a river or a town?
It's a river.
Where is it?
It's in Budapest.
Okay, so Hungary.
It's in Austria.
Austria, very good. Anything else?
And it's in Slovakia.
Slovakia is one of them. Very good. More countries? The Danube.
Germany,
very good. And then we have Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, and Serbia. Those are the countries where you can find the Danube. Very good. So far, 2 euros for me. Good. Drill number 37 is the next drill that we're going to do. Sentences 1 to 15. In this drill, I'm going to ask you if a certain something is a street or a river or a country or a city or a town. Pequeño consejo, siempre va a ser una ciudad, una calle. A street, okay? And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to ask you where it is, and you're going to answer. If you don't know, you say, I don't know, then I say, ask me, and then you ask me, okay? So, is Abbey Road a street or a town? Carmen.
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
In the United Kingdom.
Whole sentence.
It's a street in the United Kingdom.
More specific, what city?
It's a street in London.
It's in London, me vale.
It's in London.
Very good. Is Beale Street a street or a town?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
I don't know. Where is it?
It's in Memphis. It's in Memphis. Is Bourbon Street a street or a city?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in the United States.
More specific?
I don't know.
In New Orleans. It's in New Orleans. Is Broadway a street or a town?
It's a street.
Where is it?
It's in the United States.
More specific?
In Hollywood?
Nope.
I don't know. What is it?
It's in New York. Broadway. It's in New York. Good. Is Calle Ortega y Gasset a street or a town? Very good. Where is it?
It's in Madrid.
Very good. Is Calle Preciados a street or a city?
It's a street.
It's a street. Where is it?
It's a street in Madrid.
Very good. Is Calle Serrano a street or a town?
It's a street.
Where is it?
It's in Madrid.
Very good. Is Camden High Street a street or a river?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
I don't know.
Ask me.
Where is it?
Where is it? It's in London. Yeah. It's in London. Is Champs-Élysées a street or a river?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Paris.
It is in Paris. Very good. Is Downing Street a street or a country?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in London.
It is in London. Very good. Is Elm Street a street or a country?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
I don't know.
Ask me.
What is it?
It's in Dallas.
Dallas.
It's in Dallas. Elm Street in Dallas. Is Fifth Avenue a street or a river?
It's a street.
Where is it?
It's in New York.
It is in New York. Very good. Is Ginza a street or a country?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
I don't know.
It's in Tokyo. It's in Tokyo in Japan. And is Grafton Street a street or a river?
It's a street.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Ask me. Very good. In Dublin. It's in Dublin. And the last one. Is Gran Vía a street or a river?
It's a street.
Very good. Where is it?
It's in Madrid.
It is in Madrid. Very good. Very good. 2 euros so far. A ver si me llega para un menú de día mañana. All right. We're going to look at vocabulary booklet number one. Speaking of vocabulary booklet, se llama booklet porque es un librito. Like piglet es un cerdito, booklet es un librito. All right. So vocabulary booklet list number 8 is the one that we're going to do today. Acerca de o sobre.
About.
About. Very good. Señas o dirección, Marifé.
Address.
Yes. Después de.
After.
Very good. Detrás de.
Behind.
Yes. Entre.
Among.
Among or
between.
Between. Very good. Barato.
Cheap.
Yes. Difícil.
Difficult.
Yes. Sucio.
Dirty.
Yes. Dirt.
Dirty.
Dirty. Very good. Juego. Fernando.
Game.
Yes. Guante.
Glove.
Glove. Very good. Día festivo.
Holiday.
Yep. Importante.
Important. Important.
Important. Important. Or important. Or important.
Important.
Yes. It's not important, like importante, it's important.
Important.
Wow. Important, very good. Just in case, Fernando right next to important. Good. El Japón. Carmen.
Japan.
Japan, very good. Clase o tipo?
Kind.
Kind, very good. Limón.
Lemon.
Lemon, very good. León.
Lion.
Lion. Salón o cuarto de estar?
Living room.
Living room, very good. Nariz.
Nice.
Noise or nose?
Nose, nose.
Nose, yes. Noise is ruido. Padres.
Parents.
Parents or fathers?
Parents.
Good. Fathers would be dos padres varones. All right. Padres is parents. Very good. Cerdo.
Pig.
Pig or pig?
Pig.
Good. Posible.
Possible.
Yes. Programa.
Program.
Program or program?
Program.
Very good. Again?
Program.
Good. Very good. Program. Rata.
Rat.
Rat. Yes. De verdad.
De verdad.
Of course.
No. No. Really.
Really. Very good. Really. And informe. Fernando.
Report.
Very good. Report. Good. A quick review. Sucio, Carmen.
Dirty.
Yes. Importante, Fernando.
Important.
Yes. Nariz, enar.
Nose.
Yes. Programa, enar.
Program. Program.
¿Habéis escuchado una P?
Program.
Yes. Program. Y de verdad, Carmen.
Really.
Really, no. Really.
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 Very good. Okay.
Really. Really.
That was vocabulary booklet number one, list number 8, and we're going to go all the way to drill number 40, sentences 1 to 20. Okay? It's a drill where I ask you if something is a big or a small country. Okay? Si no lo sabéis, no pasa nada. Yo os lo señalo. Con las manos. All right. So, number one is Algeria a big or a small country?
It's a small country. No, it's a big country. Sorry.
It is a big country. Aquí me veis con los brazos abiertos. It's a big country. It is a big country. Very good. Is Argentina a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Singapore a big or a small country?
It's a little.
Is Singapore a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
Very good. Is Slovenia a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
Again?
It's a small country.
Very good. Is Indonesia a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Swaziland a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
Very good. Is the Democratic Republic of the Congo a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is India a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Belize a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
Very good. Is Kazakhstan a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. ¿Sois capaces de imaginaros el tamaño de Kazajstán ahora mismo, así de la nada? Vale, pues os digo, Kazajstán tiene el tamaño de Europa.
Yes. Really?
It's
yes.
Crazy.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy. When I looked Kazajstán up, I went onto Google Maps, and so I zoomed into Kazajstán, and I zoomed out, and it's literally the size of Europe. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very big country. All right, is Mexico a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Russia a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Saudi Arabia a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Sudan a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is the United States a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. Is Andorra a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
Very good. Is Barbados a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
It's a small country. Very good. Is Chad a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
It's
a small country.
Very good. Is China a big or a small country?
It's a big country.
Very good. And is Cyprus a big or a small country?
It's a small country.
It's a small country. Very good. Okay. Drill number... No. Translation booklet. Translation booklet number one. Se acabó el chollo con las listas de traducción inventadas por mí, donde repasamos el vocabulario. Ahora sí que vamos... con el translation booklet. List number one, translation booklet number one. How do you say está en la mesa? Está en la mesa.
It's on the table.
Very good. It's on the table. Me veía el euro, pero no pudo ser. Él es profesor.
He's a teacher.
He's a teacher. Very good. Ella es alta, Marifé.
She's tall.
Yes. No sé.
I don't know.
Very good. No está aquí. Euro.
It's not here.
Again?
It's not here.
All right. Very good. Soy de España.
I'm from Spain.
I'm from Spain. Very good. ¿De dónde eres?
Where are you from?
Very good. ¿Dónde estás?
Where are you?
Yes. ¿Quién eres?
Who are you?
Yes. ¿Qué es esto?
What is it?
¿Qué es esto?
What is it?
¿Qué es esto?
Ah, okay. What is that? It's this.
Again?
What is this?
Now contract.
What's this?
Very good. What's this? What's eso no es para mí. O aquello no es para mí.
That isn't for me.
Very good. Este no es mi libro.
This isn't my book.
Yes. Él no es mi hermano.
He isn't my brother.
He isn't?
He isn't my brother.
Very good. ¿Está él con su hermana?
Is he with her? Is he with her daughter?
¿Está él con su hermana de él?
Is he with his daughter?
Hermana.
Daughter?
Sister.
Ah, oh, sorry.
No,
sister.
No, don't worry. Tampoco me ofendes personalmente. Que no.
Is he with her sister?
With his sister.
Is he with her sister?
His sister.
Her sister.
His sister.
Ah, okay. Is he with her sister?
His sister.
Oh, is he with his sister? Is he with his sister?
Yes. Is he with his sister? Very good. Lo voy a marcar, condenar. El lápiz está debajo de la mesa, Fernando.
The pencil is under the table.
Yes, ¿dónde está?
Where is it?
Yes, no está allí. Euro.
It's not there.
¿Por qué no me callo? It's not there. Very good. Él es inglés.
He's English.
Yes. Es de Inglaterra. Él es de Inglaterra.
He's from England.
From England. Very good. ¿De dónde es ella?
Where is she from?
Yes. Ella es de Estados Unidos.
She is from the United States.
Very good. ¿Cuál es su nombre?
What is your name?
Yes. ¿Es este tu bolígrafo?
Is this your pen?
Very good. Mi bolígrafo es rojo, no azul.
My pen is red, not blue.
Very good. Él está delante de mí.
He is in front of me.
He is in front of me. Very good. Ni tan mal. Very, very good. Okay. We're going to leave drill number 41 and 32, and that's it for tomorrow. And we're going to take a look at our Twitter question. So today the Twitter question was, is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? What would you say? Wait. Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? One, two, wait. Si decís is, lo voy a escuchar.
Son cuatro
y caen
euros.
Cinco. So, que quiero comer mañana. Is Madrid a city in Spain or a city in Portugal? One, two, three.
It's a city in Spain.
And where?
In Spain.
In Spain. All right. It's a city in Spain. Bien. Let's take a look at what our listeners wrote. Maria Jesus says, Madrid is a city in Spain. You got a heart. Very good. Eric says, it's a city in Spain. Very good, Eric. Menuda Roma says, it's a city in Spain. Very good. Then Dunya says, it's a city in Spain. Very good. Javi says, Madrid is a city in Spain. Perfect. Juan Antonio says, Madrid is a city in Spain. Or it's a city in Spain. Very good. Kike says, it's a city in Spain. Perfect. Carlos says, Madrid is a city in Spain. Very good. Jerónimo says, Madrid is a city in Spain. That's also correct. Efren says, it's a city in Spain, or Madrid is a city in Spain. Both are perfectly fine. Harold says, yes, Madrid is a city in Spain. Very good. Or yes, it's a city in Spain. Bien, se os va quedando. I like that. Very good. María says, I have one for you, one question for you. Is Guadalajara a city in Spain or a city in Mexico? Well, Maria, it's a city in both. It's a city in both. We have a Guadalajara here in Spain, but I know there's also a beautiful city called Guadalajara in Mexico. Very good. And she says, it's a city in Spain. Madrid is a city in Spain. Very good. Jaime says, Madrid is a city in Spain. Very good. And Carlos says, Madrid is a city in Spain. Madrid is a Spanish city. Madrid is the capital of Spain, and from Madrid to heaven, I completely agree. Well, that's it for today. Oh, hang on, I have more. Hang on, I have more. Se dice, it's in or it's on? Please respond. Jaime, si estás hablando de una ciudad que está dentro de un país, it's in. All right, so Madrid is a city in Spain. Pero mis libros están encima de la mesa. My books are on the table. I hope that helps. And that's it for today. Mañana otra clase más. No os la perdéis. No os la perdáis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Have a fantastic afternoon. And we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Are listening to
every day.
Listen to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio. Radio.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
If you are a mother or father, one of your most important responsibilities is to make sure that your children reach adulthood with a very strong command of English. Very strong.